Are you driven by fame or are you driven by value? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to dive into the two distinctive types of influencers that I have come across. And I'm going to decipher that entire influencer game. Because there are some people who are quiet and they're getting like phenomenal results. And on the other side, I see a lot of people who are loud and also getting phenomenal results. So there's nothing good or bad about it, but I just want to understand and help you understand on which side you are more comfortable being, okay? And for me, it's definitely to be on the quieter side, and I'll explain that to you in this podcast. Okay, so when I say being on the quieter side, let me make it very clear. There is one school of thought where you would see people like the Gary V's, the Tai Lopez's, the Dan Lokes, the Grant Cardone's, where it's the entire persona that they project is through posting multiple pieces of content every single day, every few hours, and generating humongous voluminous content. Okay, and if you look at most of the philosophy of Gary V and the way that he's, you know, the kind of things that he shares is to go in terms of volume and being loud. Okay, posting multiple times per day and capturing every moment of their life, where they have teams of, you know, the media teams always chasing them around and capturing every single minute, and that becomes into like a whole lifestyle projection that comes through social media. Now, most people don't realize that these people are having teams. They have a huge production cycle that goes into every piece of content that goes out there. For example, Gary Vee may speak at a big event. The entire thing is captured, and there's a team that actually chops it up and makes it into small fragments and posts it all over the internet. So if you understand Gary Vee's method, it is like creating a pillar content, or like a long form content, and that is being splintered into smaller fragments that go multiple times a day across different social media. And most of these pillar contents are again rehashed in the form of questions, attractive headlines, clickable headlines that makes it very, you know, click-worthy, share-worthy to build his brand. Now, there's nothing wrong with this. In fact, it's a brilliant strategy, and it is something that very few people can pull through at that volume and at that quality and at that consistency. Okay, it requires an extremely high level of commitment and dedication on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis for you to pull through an operation like that. But on the other side, I've also seen influencers like Sam Owens, like Vic Stryzius, and a few other people that I know, where they are really not loud on social media. They don't have huge following on social media. They've never written any book. They've never spoken on stages. But they're creating massive shifts in the world. I'll give you an example. Sam Owens from consulting.com does over $3 million a month. And you go to his YouTube channel, probably some 30,000-40,000. I'm not sure what's his subscription base right now. It may not even be showing millions of views on his YouTube videos, but the guy is actually, you know, raking in the money. Okay, he's actually making and building a solid brand. He's using systems. And what I've noticed is that this different breed of influencers that I'm seeing, they are masters in traffic generation. They are masters in paid traffic. They focus on selling high ticket programs. They rely a lot on automation and systems. And they have made a personal choice of not really being out there loud, posting multiple times a day and whatever. Okay. So in this podcast, I hope now you're getting an idea. I've just opened up this as a conversation. I mean, opened this up more like an idea thought that, are you driven by fame? And there's nothing wrong with it. There are some people who are able to build excellent brands that are driven by fame, where they want to be the person, they want to be everywhere, and they want everyone to see them. And they're okay with, saying, okay, they're okay with their entire life being public. Okay. And I've seen a few people, even in the Indian, influencer space, do that. Like, before they have a bath, they just go post the videos. This is what I thought about. Before they go and have a coffee, they go and post something. Before they go into some new place, they go and post something. Before they go speak somewhere, they go post something. So nothing wrong with it. But personally, if you ask me, I mean, my personal preference is not that way. Like, I like to have my private life. In fact, you would see, I don't really post pictures of my kids or my wife. I don't feel there's a reason to do that. And if I ever post anything out there, it is only something like this, like in a podcast where I'm able to add value, I'm able to get into the science of things and deconstruct and share things, which is going to be really useful to people from a perspective of the knowledge part of it. It's not about, yeah, lifestyle elements are there. Sometimes I post pics and quotes and stuff that happens, but the whole focus is more on creating deep content. Deep content meaning explaining ideas, you know, going deeper into different ideas. And of course, if you see most of my, even for me, the way that I'm modeling guys like Sam and Vic is again on the lines of paid traffic. Okay. So are you driven by fame? That's a question you got to ask for yourself. And if that works for you, that works for you. And on the other side, you have people who are driven by value. Okay. Who are driven by value, where the focus is more on technology, on systems, on automation, on you know, playing the number game and looking at statistics on a closer level and looking at how you can optimize your conversions. So it's a lot more to do with the systemization part. Okay. And personally, I prefer the second option, which is the not too loud approach, because I feel it gives more freedom. And many of you know that I have my course called the Freedom Business Model, and everything's rooted on the whole aspect of freedom. And when I say freedom, it's like how I look at things in the perspective of input versus output. Like, how much of input am I putting into the system, and what's the output that's coming on the other side in terms of, you know, time freedom and financial freedom, and of course mental peace of mind, and where you really are able to live a life. And some people who are driven by fame, they want to showcase that life that they're living. Okay, so coming down to this, the whole aspect of being quiet or being loud, I want you to think about where you fit in. Okay. And when I say being quiet, it does not mean, you know, just being completely dead on social media. Yes, you got to put your stuff out there. But if you put anything out there, it's an in-depth piece of content. It is not just, you know, showing where you're driving and where you're having your coffee and, you know, what do you want to say before you have a bath or before you do anything else. Okay, that's a totally different game. Okay. So in order to be in this space of the value-driven influencer approach, you have to start thinking in terms of five main major points. First is you need to think of building a brand, like a solid brand, even if it's a personal brand, where whatever pieces of content you throw out there, it's really sustainable, it's long-term, it's evergreen. Okay, it's not something like a snackable content. Now, snackable content is what? 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute pieces of content where it's like a lean forward content where people are leaning forward and there's endlessly scrolling their social media and it's like fast food. The people who are, this particular category, which is value driven, they are focusing more on building lean backward content where you're sitting back and you're putting out like 15, 20 minute podcasts, 15, 20 minute videos, where if anyone is going to tune into that particular piece of content, it's not like snacking on fast food, but they're going to get an entire meal just in those few minutes, whatever minutes are there. And it's not going to be short videos or short audio notes, but it's something where it goes deep. So the brand building happens through deep content. The second area to master, if you want to be the value-driven influencer, is you need to be mastering systems. Okay. Different kinds of systems. I'm talking about selling systems, marketing systems, traffic generation systems, automation systems, content delivery systems. The third element to look at if you want to be a value-driven influencer is focusing on building high-ticket products, like having at least $1,000 product in your value stack. Okay. Usually, if you look at the people who are like very loud, yes, they may have high ticket programs. I'm definitely, if you look at people like Grant Cardone, he has like super high ticket programs. But most of them are relying on, you know, the media based stuff, you know, where they're approached by different organizations to let them to come and speak. And they would get speaking engagements and it's a very busy life. Yeah, it's a busy mode. getting paid per gig kind of mode. But the value-driven influencers are they're building high-ticket programs, you know, $1,000 and above. And that really creates better leverage. And that's what gives them the leverage to put back into the fourth element, which is paid traffic. They are masters in paid traffic, Facebook ads, Google ads, and multiple other sources. And the fifth area which the value-driven influencers are masters of is automation and how they can minimize their repetitive tasks by automating those repetitive tasks using different systems. So just to recap, there are two kinds of influencers, the value-driven influencers and the fame-driven influencers. The fame-driven influencers post multiple times a day. They're focused more on their reputation. They have teams and they also have a large production cycle that where they have to create pillar content and that gets splintered into multiple small pieces of content. And they're living their life for social media. And if that's your choice, you take your pick. That's cool. There's nothing good or nothing bad about it. And the other category is the value-driven influencer, which is the category that I've picked, which is focusing on building brands through long-form content, deep content, by becoming masters of systems, by focusing on building high-ticket programs, by becoming masters of paid traffic, and automating every single part of the business. So this differentiates the value-driven versus the fame-driven entrepreneur. Now, I would like you to share in the comment box, which of these two do you resonate with most? Which factors do you feel that you are motivated by based on what I shared with you? And even if you can share in the comment box, what are the key factors that I shared in each of these two categories? I would love to read your comments below and see if you've understood the essence of this podcast. Now, if you want to learn my precise formula that helped me go from the scratch to over $1 million in sales in the last 20 months selling my own products using the value-driven approach, please go to this link. You can go to sidz.co/formula. I'm going to reveal to you the formula that helped, which has helped more than 100 people make over $5,000 implementing my system. Not just me achieving over $1 million, but many of my other students have been able to achieve the same. Okay, so the link again is sidz.co/formula. It's a 30 minutes video, it's a synopsis video, and I actually deconstruct the entire ecosystem model, which can help you get more free, have more money, and impact a lot more people leveraging systems and automation. So I'm going to be signing off. Thank you so much for being till the end of this podcast. Keep watching out for the future episodes, and looking forward to reading your comments below. Cheers and God bless. Bye-bye.